Good morning, students. I, Atul Mittal, welcome you all in today's class in the subject of social science, in which we shall study about different buildings, temples, mosques, and tanks constructed by the rulers and their officers between the 8th and 18th centuries. Students, here I would mention some of the buildings and monuments you must have heard of: the Qutub Minar, the Taj Mahal, the Golden Temple, the Red Fort at Agra, and the like. These are the masterpieces of the architectural work which could be constructed by the skilled craftsperson only. Students, these grand buildings and structure built by the rulers were of two types. The first were forts, palaces, gardens, which were protected and grand in style. The second were structures like temple, mosque, bazaar, and they were meant for public activity. Now, let us have a look at the engineering skills and construction. Between 7th and 10th centuries, craftsmen started building complex architectures. They included more rooms, roofs, doors, and windows. However, between the 8th and the 13th centuries, various temples, mosques, tombs, and buildings attached to large step wells, also known as bawlis, were constructed. Their construction was in Tabiat style, which became quite famous that time. Students, let us now develop understanding about buildings, temples, mosques, and tanks. Temples and mosques were the places of worship. They were also used as a means to demonstrate power and wealth. Rulers used to build the huge temple to show off their wealth and power. These temples also included deities of the subordinate. The Raj Rajeshwara Temple at Tanjavur and Haminda Sahib, popularly known as the Golden Temple at Amritsar, were the wonderful temples of the time. Islam doesn't believe in incarnations of God, but Islamic rulers built beautiful architecture known as mosque to offer their prayer to God. Rulers used religious architecture to gain fame. They got involved in building wells and tanks also, which were there for common people. These rulers won praise for their great deeds. Here, we would understand as to why temples were attacked and destroyed. As temples were the center of rulers' power and wealth, so when kingdoms used to attack other kingdoms, they used to destroy the temple. It would mean destroying the other ruler's power and establishing their power. Mahmud Ghazni looted the temple of Somnath and he tried to project himself as a hero of Islam. Thank you.